Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson. And today, or tonight's show, is on the essence of how resonance works and how it can work to not only entrain us into a certain vibration, but to completely transform us. And so our intention is to really to be able to use this fact of physics to actually transform us into higher vibrations. So before we get started, I want to tell you about what's happening at the school. We've got an open house coming up next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, from 1 to 5 or 6 or so. We'll start off by going through a lot of different aspects of sound healing and doing a lot of meditations with crystal bowls and intention and talking about binaural beats and listening to them and various things like that. The full range of sound healing. It's not only an open house, it's really just an experience. So even if you're not interested in classes or at this time, you can, you know, still show up and have a really powerful experience of sound healing. And then our next set of classes start on September 7th at the Institute for both sound healing and a separate program of audio sound healing, audio production. And the sound healing program is 3 nights a week with some weekends, Monday through Wednesday nights. And we also have starting, you could actually start on Tuesday this week, the online sound healing program, where you could start like a week from today if you like as well. So if you're interested in any of those programs, also we have the online sound healing music production program where you learn how to use Pro Tools to do sound healing music production. Of course, the sound healing programs have no music production in them at all. They're just straight sound healing. And of course, the classes include a full range from toning and chanting to sacred geometry to brainwave entrainment to raising your consciousness, connecting to spirit, sound of love. I mean, just a full range. You can check it out at soundhealingcenter.com or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or you can give me a call at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2HUM, hum, to hum. So, yeah, that's the main things we have happening. In middle of September, we're also going to have a meetup group for $5 if you happen to be in the area. Okay. So, again, if you have any questions, give me a call or email. So the essence of today's show is on one of the aspects or two of the aspects of resonance. One of the aspects or laws of resonance, which is defined by physics, is that a stronger vibration will overcome and entrain a weaker vibration into the same vibration. Now, this strong vibration can either be really loud, powerful, intense, or it can be very subtle and consistent. I have to tell you an experience that happened. Actually, I had to go back in the hospital for an infection from a surgery I had recently. And when I was in the hospital, I had this woman do a treatment on me over the phone. And I was laying there in the hospital, and I had no one else in the room. And she called in all these light beings, all these guides, her guides. She called in my guides. And she said we had a whole gallery of guides going on. And then she said that what she saw was a crystal heart floating three feet above me. And she said that the whole gallery of light beings transmitted light and love into the crystal heart. And the point at the bottom of the heart was focused right on my infection. And then some various beings were holding my different chakras, like Babaji was holding my feet and such. And I got unbelievable amount of energy flowing through my stomach and my abdomen. It was like just these huge chills that were moving through that that area. And it was really amazing. And I went into a state of love and light for hours after that. It was really amazing. Just the whole hospital room was lit up with love and light. And then the strangest thing happened. They rolled in a new roommate in my hospital room, and this guy had more anger and hatred in him than any being I've ever seen. They had him tied down, arms and legs, so he wouldn't swing and hit the nurses. And he's like, I'm in this whole state of pure love and light. And he's in this just state of pure darkness. And first, you know, I did compassion and send him love and light, but I realized I was going to be sleeping with this guy. And it just kind of freaked me out. So here I had a really strong vibration of all these different light beings that completely entrained my system into love and light. And so much so that I actually got out of the hospital the next day. Much better than the antibiotics they were giving me. And it was such an incredibly powerful resonant frequency, all this energy that was pouring into my body, that it not only healed my infection, I believe, but it also brought me into a really high state of consciousness. I mean, I was just, I could see my future. It was like really amazing how high I was. So then this other energy comes in, also a really powerful energy. And I thought, okay, I should be able to hold my frequency. But, you know, I'm in the hospital. I'm not really that strong at this point. So I found that I couldn't. I found the fear from this dark energy started creeping in. Again, if you're around anything that's a really powerful vibration, that is really in its own vibration, like that guy was in his own vibration of serious, you know, anger, then it can be very difficult to overcome. Okay? And sometimes you need help. So what I did, I actually went to the front desk and I got him moved into another room, which I guess was using my power at least anyway. So we look at all of the different strong vibrations around us, and there are some negative that are really powerful or consistently powerful, and then there are some that are really wonderful. And it seems if you look at the whole planet and you look at the whole conglomeration of fear on the planet, it is a very powerful resonant field. And of course, there's all the conspiracy people that say that there's these forces on the earth that are trying to amplify this fear in order to control us. Regardless, it's still a huge field of fear. They don't really have to do very much, because if you just tap into it, especially through TV or any of these other avenues where you tap into all the bad stuff going on, you can easily get entrained into that field. That's why I never watch the news, you know. Although I do listen to NPR just so I can stay on top of it, so I can be aware of the fear. And there are other negative vibrations around us that, that can entrain us, that entrain us. I mean, there's cell phones, you know, that have a negative vibration. And probably one of the worst ones, or the most prevalent, is electricity. And it's not that electricity, the frequency of electricity is bad. It's more so that it's inconsistent. Electricity is like, it's very inconsistent. And there are filters that you can actually buy that can filter your electricity coming into the home. And that's really one of the most major things you can do for your actual environment, is to really filter. So you got a more consistent frequency. Because 60 cycles per second is not really a bad frequency. I mean, it may not be ideal, but at least it's, if it's consistent, it's much better. And then you have frequencies of probably got even worse, are just the people around us. You know, people that, you know, including friends, you know, or including yourself, that aren't in the zone, that are really either worried or fearful or just buzzing, that aren't grounded, that aren't connected to nature. And all of these people around us, especially in a city, the ones that are just buzzing and trying to get somewhere, you know, all of these, this energy of these people that we come in contact around us, these are very powerful energies. And if we're around them all the time or have to work with them, it can be really, really difficult to not get entrained into these scattered, you know, chaotic frequencies or lower emotions such as worry and frustration and such. Very difficult, because the more around you're around it that's a strong frequency, you know, it's just so easy to get entrained by the law of resonance. So, you know, so our task, which is not easy, is to really create our own frequency. Or not really create it, just get back to our own frequency. You can create your own frequency, but just get back to your own frequency, which is really just a matter of being present. And I've talked about this a good amount. But it's tricky. But when you can find your root soul frequency and find that home note and stay at that home note and have crystal bowl or tuning fork or a CD in your key where you can play, especially a CD that you can play in the car on the way to work or whenever you're in the car, or even play it at home, then you start instilling this frequency of stillness, this frequency of you, this frequency of presence in you even stronger. You get back to it. I just heard on NPR, I actually heard a thing where they were talking about this research study that they just did on this meditation practice from China. And it was a long-term research study, and they studied the brain. And they found that when people do this meditation practice, within just a day or two, there are new neurons created in the brain. And this is pretty well known from any focus of attention or any type of study. But they found that it was much deeper. They actually created even deeper neurons that actually stayed and affected their behavior and actually lasted a certain period of time. And the meditation practice was a very simple one about being present, simply being present with what is around you and inside you. And so that just really goes to show and proves that, you know, any sound you can use to be more present in your own body, to be more present with your own frequency, particularly if you get into your own soul frequency, that it has really major ramifications and positive effects. So there are a lot of, you know, very powerful negative energies around us that entrain us. And once we can create our own and get into our own and make it as powerful as possible, then you start entraining others with your positive vibration. And that's what's really cool. When you get enough of your own vibration going so that you can come across any vibration or most vibrations around you. Some are still too strong. It's like, you know, I don't think I could hang out with a jackhammer too long before my nervous system would break down. You know, I mean, we all have certain limits. But at a certain point, when you can be strong enough to start in training others, so you're being a frequency transmitter instead of a receiver and just being entrained to what's around you. Now, again, as I mentioned, if you're around something that is in tune with nature, like trees or just anything beautiful in nature, or any patterns, sacred geometry patterns that are tied into nature, or sounds that are a part of nature, or aspects that have aspects that come from nature, then you can let yourself entrain and be entrained by them, and they can fill you up. Now, so nature is probably one of the largest entrainers, positive entrainers of positive energy that can really help us deal with or just entrain us into really positive and energy that actually supports our whole body, supports our nervous system, supports everything. And it's such a huge, I mean, there's so much nature around us. The only problem is when we live in the city sometimes and, you know, we're not around it. So it's such an important aspect. And there, you know, it's just so, as we know, it's so powerful. What I'd like to do is go ahead and play a song that is about harmonizing emotions. This song is called Harmonizing Emotions, and it's basically using entrainment to bring you from a mushy, kind of floaty emotional world into a clear state of presence. So let's listen to this, and then we'll continue with our little discussion here. This is Harmonize Emotions. Again, it begins with kind of a fuzzy, floaty feeling, which is very much like emotions. we can often use music, you know, to entrain us into the vibration that we want. I think a lot of the problem is often people don't really know precisely what the music is doing to them. So if you, you know, once you really learn how music affects you on multiple levels, you can just tune into it and feel it as well. But once you really get it down, then you have like your whole repertoire of music for different times of the day, for different things that you need. I mean, I've got my music that opens my heart. I've got music that calms me down. I've got music that, you know, is for a lot of different things. I got music when I'm upset. I've got music for productivity, for cruising. I've got music for when I wake up, when I'm going to sleep. So I've got all the different music categorized. And I think a lot of people don't realize that it's so important to have the right music for the right time. You know, then I know a lot of people that have actually stopped listening to music that I've come across. They don't really listen to music very often. And I think it's because they don't really have things categorized. And, you know, if you play the wrong music at the wrong time, then it really doesn't feel right. It's not really appropriate. So that's one aspect that we go into in the classes as well, all the different ways that music affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. But there's also, besides, you know, we're talking about nature, there's also the sun. The sun is the most powerful frequency there is when it's out. And so, you know, it's just, it is a really intensely powerful frequency that is entraining us into a really high vibration, because it's got all these various frequencies coming from it. But, you know, even further than the sun, there's a lot of people, including David Wilcock and various others, that are saying there are frequencies coming from our cosmos right now that are entraining us into not only nice vibrations, but they are actually transforming us. And this is really the other aspect or law of resonance that is really interesting. You know, the law that we were just talking about is where you have a really strong vibration that entrains you into its vibration. But, you know, often once you stop listening to something, or if you don't, over a certain point, you're going to kind of revert back. You know, we know all of that. I mean, it's like that's the biggest problem with a lot of treatments out there. If you don't do it, keep on doing it forever, you revert back to what you were. Some things, you know, if you do them enough, then they get in your system. And I can vouch for the fact that by doing sound healing over many years, it's really transformed my whole life. I'm so much more peaceful and able to be still much more. I'm much more focused. I'm actually much happier as well. And so, you know, doing things over a certain amount of time can transform you. But what they're saying now is that there are frequencies coming in, particularly from the center of the Milky Way, that are not only entraining us, but they're actually transforming our DNA and aspects of our whole system. And this has been proven that this can happen because, you know, if you take a cell of a frog, egg cell of a frog, and you shine a laser through it into a cell of a salamander or a lizard, we'll say, then the cell of the lizard will transform into a frog cell. Again, you take a laser and shine it through a frog cell into a lizard cell. The lizard cell takes on that pattern and transforms into a frog. So that's the basic concept. It's not that this is serious sound healing. This is one vibration not only entraining and affecting something, but actually transforming it and changing it into something else. So it is now different for the rest of its life. Really funny example. I had a guy at Earth Dance a couple of years ago, and he came in. He was on a lot of drugs, you know, who knows what. He got on the sound table and was just in tears, completely transformed. And I heard a few months later from a friend of his, they said, he's like completely different person now, completely changed. I don't know if I'd recommend drugs in the sound table, but you know, it's like once you get a certain vibration in, it can create a molecular change at the atomic level. I don't think those were the right terms, but you know what I mean. Okay. So there's another aspect that is a high, really powerful transmitter of high frequency energy that we often forget about. Maybe it's just a receiver, but I think it's actually not just a receiver. I think it's also its own energy, and that is our heart. Now, the recordings I'm playing today, by the way, I want to play a recording called Imprinter now. This is about the heart. All of these recordings are from a new CD that I did for Nutra Energetics, where they gave me these quantum healing fields, and I embedded them into the song. They gave me 12 numbers and the notes to use for each number. And some of the songs actually use those notes to actually create the chord progression. Like the last song you just heard, Harmonized Emotions, was based, the chord progression was based totally on the actual frequencies from the Harmonized Emotion quantum field. And Imprinter is the same. Now, what they're actually doing with these frequencies and these quantum fields is they're entraining your morphogenetic fields for different parts of the body. Imprinter is working on the morphogenetic field surrounding the heart. And what it's doing is entraining that field back into its natural rhythm, into its natural frequency spectrum or range of harmonics that it deals with. And that's the whole basis of Nutra Energetic. It's a treatment we do at the school, if you might be interested, where we actually do a whole assessment with a keypad, and it gives you a whole readout of all these different morphogenetic fields. Morphogenetic fields are the new science of healing, and there's a lot of different scientists that are studying them now, particularly the guys at Nutra Energetics. And there's a movie called The Living Matrix that actually goes into detail about all these different morphogenetic fields. So in this song you're about to hear, there's there are frequencies that actually harmonize the morphogenetic field of the heart, and it's called Imprinter. So take a listen to this, and we'll see if we can transform your heart and back into its own natural resonance. This is, again, off the new Nutra Energetic Show. The happy song. whenever I'm looking to be joyful, I often put that song on. Sometimes I'll put it on repeat because it really seems to lift me up and really make me more joyful. So it's nice to have your joyful song library. In fact, you should go through your songs and make CDs for different intentions throughout your day or different emotional issues you might have. It's really cool to really, I guess you can do is just make a different playlist in your iPod, if you have an iPod, for different emotional issues. I mean, I've got a whole set for when I'm feeling really frazzled. I mean, crystal bowls are a little too much for frazzledness. So, it's really, really nice to do that. So there's another aspect that's interesting about entrainment. When you have a lot of notes, like in this last song where there's like 32nd or even 64th notes, that's similar to the Mozart effect in that you've got a lot of busy notes that are changing and not, continually, if they're repeating themselves over and over, then your mind kind of goes to sleep. But when they're changing and they're very quick like that, it's actually a very, they're training your brain into alpha, because alpha is, it is from 8 to 12 cycles per second, and that is a very fast. So you can use these frequencies to entrain your brain into a high state of alertness for learning or for actual productivity or writing or things like that. And that's the basis of the Mozart effect. Not only that, there's also a lot of high frequencies that will entrain your brain into this higher state. The interesting aspect is to really get your brain not only entrained into these higher clarity states, but get your brain to the point where it's clear. I was thinking about this just recently. You know, normally, as especially came to me when it was kind of one of the blessings from being sick here recently. When you're thinking about stuff or figuring something out, or normally just going through your day of like, okay, what am I going to do next? I got to see, maybe I'll do this, I got to call so and so. It's kind of like the sound of those thoughts are like, which is not very peaceful. I guess some of us have more peaceful thoughts than others when we're figuring things out. But when people get on a roll, a lot of people, it's like da 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 da. But you can also shift that tempo, and you probably are familiar when or remember times when your brain was doing more like, instead of da da da, it's doing like, okay, this, I understand this, and this is connected to this, and that means that. So it's like step by step by da da da. So now we're doing da 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 da. So it's like a little song. And that's really when you're connected to spirit, is when you've got a song that's moving along with your thoughts. So the thoughts become a pattern of music akin to nature. I often think of the ideal thought pattern as that of the Fibonacci curve, which is the spiral that you find in the conch shell, so that you're spiraling up or spiraling down. And there's one of our instructors or a friend of ours that works, that helps at the school, Mosen, that talks about this being the essence of spirit, is really the vortex or spiral, spiraling up or spiraling down. remember years ago when I did drugs, I mean, I would get into a whole psychedelic state, and I could like see this whole spiral of up and down. And I got real excited when I saw that Dark Side of the Moon actually seemed to tap into that spiral. Of course, the Grateful Dead did as well. They would tap into that up and down spiral. And when you can get your thoughts following that, it's like your thoughts are connected to spirit. So anytime you're a little frazzled or thinking about stuff, think about slowing down your thoughts and making them more musical. It's really the basis of logic. Logic, which gets a bad rap, is really musical, especially logic that is tied into spirit, where it's like a good example is 1 and 1 is 2. The music of that is very beautiful. 1 and 1 is 2. You know, but if we're going 1 and 1 is what? It's like, where are we going? Let's see if we can figure this out. I don't know how it quite worked. You know, then that's like scattered music. So I've got a song here that is called Memory. And in this song, I actually have, it's a very short song, I actually have alpha frequencies embedded in the song. And when I thought memory, which is, this is a quantum field for memory, the first thing I thought of was whales, ancient memory. And so that's why it starts off and ends with whales. And then it gets into the very fast or very precise, 32nd, 64th notes, which help with activating the brain in a very musical way. So check this out. This is a song called Memory, again, from embedded with the Nutra Energetics quantum healing field and with alpha frequencies and memory. had someone who once said that genius is being able to see the trees and the forest at the same time. And I think of, you know, songs like this that have the really busy part, but also have an underlying peaceful part. Dun, dun, have a chord progression that's slow. So it's like you can hum and even breathe to the slow parts while the busy parts are going. So it's almost like you have this whole pyramid of rhythm from the slowest to the fastest in your whole system at once. And that's really when you're really in the zone, when you're really connected to multiple trees and forests at the same time. Interesting thought. So to continue with other aspects of transformation, there some people say that these frequencies that are coming from the cosmos, some say the center of the Milky Way, others say from all over the cosmos, so they say that they're going into the core of the Earth and then resonating back out and actually connecting with the Schumann resonance. And the Schumann resonance is an actual frequency that is resonating between the Earth and the ionosphere. It's triggered by lightning, and it's about this fast. Na 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 ma 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 ma. And so they had one person say that the frequencies going to the core of the Earth are resonating back up and interacting with the Schumann resonance. It's not changing, because you can go on the HeartMath site and see what the Schumann resonance is daily. And it still averages about 7.83 cycles per second. I think Greg Braden said it was going up, but it's not if you really look at the actual frequency. So that's another aspect that could be in training it. It'd be interesting just to really poll and see how many people feel like they're going through a transformation in these last, you know, year or two, last few years, you know, because I know I have been and still am and seem to be on the roller coaster of transformation, which is really not boring. It is not boring. Boy, I think I would be totally bored if I were just staying the same all the time. Even just getting sick has led me to a whole nother level of transformation. And, you know, it'd be interesting to really see. I think some people may not even notice it, but other people are totally noticing it. I know, like, about four or five of my instructors that seem to be changing daily and going into, like, these super higher states. You know, we've got a really powerful team. So it's really interesting to look at, you know, I mean, ultimately, I think we'll be able to tune into these actual frequencies of change that are transforming us. And then some people say that, you know, in 2012, that's really going to culminate and tons of people are going to change at the same time. Tom Kenyon says there's many different avenues or paths that we can, or timelines he talks about, that we can, actually the Hathors are channeled through him, saying there's many different timelines. We can go into destruction or go into these higher timelines as well. And what's interesting is, he says, really useful, is the energies that are coming in that seem to be really intense and are freaking out a lot of people can actually be used to raise your own consciousness and peel away these layers of tension and stress and junk. I'll say it nicely. These patterns that aren't healthy for us that we've grown up with. So they can be used to peel it away. It's like energy. So if you have an earthquake or any catastrophe, there's extra energy there for you to actually move to a higher level, which is really interesting. So then it's like we can be grateful for any catastrophe, not like we want to do the law of attraction and bring it on, you know. So these, you know, a lot of people really believe, and I tend to believe, although I wouldn't say it in front of my brothers, that there are these frequencies coming in that are not only entraining us into a certain frequency, but they are actually transforming our DNA. There's still proof to be shown, you know, to really see that. But I think there's a good chance that it could be happening. And that means that, you know, we could be changing as we speak. There's other things that can entrain you and really change you. It occurred to me, I was just thinking about like a big statue, like a big Buddha statue, or something really powerful energetically that you might have that can really be used to entrain you. Of course, the most powerful is that of spirit, when you have something that is really bringing in universal, unconditional love and spirit right into your whole system. I mean, then that is like totally transforming. And I would assume that if there's ascension frequencies going on, that they're embedded in it. I mean, because spirit's like already got it down, already synced up with whatever's going on. I want to play one more song, and this is called Matrix Restore. And it's about restoring the entire matrix in the body back to harmony. Okay. Let's listen to this, and then we'll do our final little closing. Matrix Restore. Again, matrix energetic frequency. May these frequencies of transformation that are coming in from outside and also from within be exactly what we need for all of our higher selves and for our all of our highest good. And if it is, let it come in even quicker. Hold that frequency of transformation into the rest of the evening, into the rest of the weekend, that openness through the week and even months and years, so that we may be guided for our own highest good even through lifetimes. Thanks for listening. See you in 2 weeks. Take care.